Hoops History. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about old round ball games next on MHSAA Perspective. Now with the MHSAA girls and boys basketball tournaments in full swing, I think another trip down memory lane on our show is in order to set the stage for a great month of hoops. Here's some flashbacks. 20 years ago in 1990, Kearney Naidoo successfully defended its girls' Class D crown with a 56-31 win over Fowler. Joe Watoon scored 19 points for the Wolves. The victory was the 55th in a row, a streak which would eventually reach 78, still a state record in either gender. That same year, Buchanan, behind Letitia Bowen's game-high 31 points, powered the Bucks over defending champion Detroit Country Day in Class C. 30 years ago in 1980, Flint Northern recorded its 74th victory in a row and third consecutive Class A girls title, a 52-46 decision against the tough Jackson squad. Led by Regina Pierce, Jackson built an early lead which it maintained into the fourth quarter, but the Vikings would ultimately prevail. And Pierce, who finished with a game-high 16 points, ended her career as the state's all-time leading scorer at that time with over 2,200 points. 40 years ago in 1970, in his final high school contest, Detroit Pershing boys coach Will Robinson and the Doughboys pulled off an upset of previously unbeaten Pontiac Central 86-81. Bob Hawkins finished with 28 points while junior Calvin Harper added 24. Pontiac's Campy Russell led the Chiefs with 23. And Muskegon West Michigan Christian won its fourth Class C crown in 13 years with a heart-stopping 52-51 win over St. Ignace. Tom Vanderlaan led the Warriors with 20 points. 50 years ago in 1960, Lansing Sexton goes back-to-back in Class A with a 60-56 victory over Pontiac Central. Bob Davis, who had canned the game winner the previous year against Hamtramck, led all scorers with 18 points, including two clutch free throws in the closing seconds. And in the Upper Peninsula, the last tournament ever conducted in Class E for schools at that time of fewer than 75 students took place. And in that game at Marquette, Hermansville downed Perkins 72-50. Richard Palazzo topped all scorers with 29 points, and teammate Irwin Schatz tallied 27. 60 years ago, in 1950, Kalamazoo Central repeated in Class A with a 64-50 victory over Port Huron. George Heinrich finished with 20 points for the Maroon Giants. Ishpeming downed Grand Rapids Godwin in Class B 43-31. Tom Sullivan topped the winners with 14. And Brimley gave the UP two titles that day, scoring a come-from-behind 37-30 victory over Fowler for the school's first-ever crown in Class D. Maurice LeBlanc and Ed Waschke each finished with 11 points for the Bays. 70 years ago, in 1940, the first MHSAA championship games were played at Jennison Fieldhouse on the campus of Michigan State University. Flint Northern topped Dearborn Forts in 28-17, becoming the first Class A team to repeat since Detroit Southwestern in 1925 and 26. And first-year coach Russell Newell led Wademan to a 30-21 win over Peck for the Lower Peninsula Class D crown. Orville Bellinger and Jim Cole combined for 23 points to pace Wademan. Separate finals took place in the Upper Peninsula, where Marquette Garavette, Crystal Falls, and Hermansville all took crowns. 80 years ago, in 1930, Emmanuel Fishman sank a long buzzer beater to give Detroit Northern the Class A title 16-14 over Kalamazoo Central in the last year the finals were played at the old Olympia Stadium in Detroit. Negaunee topped Orchard Lake St. Mary's for the Class B championship. Kalamazoo St. Augustine topped previously unbeaten Lansing St. Mary's in Class C, and Clarksville scored a 24-23 victory over Rock from the Upper Peninsula. You could taste some of the history of high school basketball at the March Magic Hoop Fest, an interactive experience for fans of all ages taking place at Jennison Fieldhouse in East Lansing during the MHSAA girls and boys basketball semifinals and finals. You can get more information online at marchmagichoopfest.com. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, a production of the Michigan High School Athletic Association.